Has it come back to life yet? Well, we had quite a orchestra out there this morning with all the birds and the bullfrogs starting it off, and he just kept going. I don't know, that's really nice. My husband and I were away for a few days in the mountains, and I was sitting outside at dusk time, you know, when the sun was really gone down and it was getting dark, and you could just hear the birds just, you know, just sing, 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 sing. It reminded me of like a child who has this, you know, like, and then all of a sudden they go to sleep. You know? Because that's what the birds do. They just were singing and singing and happy, and then there was nothing. They just shut up. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. This is Aaron.
Hello.
We come here to do Zazen. And Zazen, you've all heard this before, is sitting meditation. It's a sitting Zen. And so there's different ways of sitting according to different sects and different beliefs. And I think it seems like it's always important to find what works and what works for you. Whether it's a chair, whether it's full lotus, whether in some places I've been, people have had bad backs, and so they've had to lie down to do Zazen. And so it's, you know, the idea of Zazen is to become aware of who we are and really work with accepting that this is who I am, and there's nothing wrong with who I am. In fact, I'm quite all right the way I am. And I still have further to go. So it's not like we're fixed products, but with two different traditions, Rinzai, which is the Hakone Zendo, and it was the first place that I practiced Rinzai, and it comes from the samurai history. So it was the warriors and kind of the severe, the discipline, the in control of learning how to be in control of the body and of the mind in a very, it works for some people, and it certainly worked for me and it helped me, but it's very rigorous and very intense. It reminds me of like a soldier at the Tomb of the Unknown, you know, who's doing the marching back and forth. Their body is very precise, and their mind has to be very contained and very concentrated, at the same time recognizing what's going on. So it isn't like they can just, not pay attention to that. And this little story, my grandson was at Washington, D.C., and they were watching the tomb, you know, the soldiers go back and forth. And Connor, of course it's Connor, he's always the one, he dropped a water bottle, you know, and it kind of rolled on the other side of the rope there. And Connor went to grab it, and so the soldier, don't move. You know, I mean, he was, you know, now this is a 5 or 6 year old little boy, you know, there wasn't going to be, but that was his training, you know, see what was going on and react. And so that is really Rinzai, and I think Rinzai has a lot of G energy, J-I, which is really self-energy, and then Soto, which is what I've been moving into more lately, it comes from the farmer tradition, and it's much more about just watch what's happening, you know, just... You don't have to make it happen, you just have to let it be seen. There was a story that I was reading about an Indian. He had a severe sight problems with cataract and only had one eye or something like that. And he walked out onto the plains with a white man, and he told the white man just to, you know, be quiet and squat down. And, you know, pretty soon the Indian said, do you see it? And the white man said, see what? He just saw, you know, the plain with maybe a few rocks out there. And the Indian, you know, said, just look. And so eventually the white man was able to see it was a buffalo. You know, but it was very far away, and it was just maybe a rounded hump. But so they were walking back, and the white man noticed that the old Indian really was having a hard time seeing where his steps were going. And he said, you know, how could you see that buffalo? And the Indian said, it revealed itself to me. And I think that is a message that Soto brings to me. It's just be awake, be attentive, be relaxed, but don't try to figure it out. Don't, you know, like scan the horizon and what am I supposed to learn from this moment or this teaching or whatever. But just let it come. Or not, and that's okay. So so I'm going to share this little, it's a netsuke, and I'll pass it around, but it's a basically a little Chinese acrobat, and he's kind of curled upon himself like that. And I got him almost 14 years ago. I'll start with you. And maybe, Aaron, you can pick it up from Rebecca. Thank you. And it has been a teething tool for 6 grandkids. When I got him, I don't know what drew me to it, but there's just something about it. And so over time, he has his name has emerged to be Enjoy, ENJOI, with the idea that this little guy represents enjoying life, but also living in joy. You know, it's not just an action, but it's a real presence to be in joy. And an acrobat has to do their exercise. You don't just get up and do the bars. You have to do your exercise, you have to practice, you have to eat right, you have to take care of your body. There's a lot of work in becoming an acrobat. And to me, that represents the Rinzai part of my life, that I had to do the work of really learning how to sit, learning how to kind of focus, and I'm still learning, believe me, I'm not there, but focus more, paying attention. But the Soto part is more about just letting go of the bar, just trusting, you know, that you and the bar, whatever the bar is going to be in right timing to take you to that next place. And, you know, that's one of the things that the little guy has to learn is, where is the bar? You know, if the bar is moving away from him, don't jump then. You know, it's probably not a very good idea. You know, if the bar is moving, if it's coming too fast, you know, you want to time the jump. So there's so many subtle things in learning, and in learning to do Zazen, there's just so many subtle things. I think it's really important, again, to find what works for you at that particular time. You know, people come here to do Zazen, you know, because it's a quiet, peaceful place, because they've had a really busy, hectic life, and they just want some breathing space. Some people will say, you know, I'm coming for enlightenment, you know, teach me, you know, tell me how to get there. Haven't done that yet, but you know, so people come, you know, and some people come just because it's a good practice for them. You know, they don't need to get anything out of it. They just enjoy the experience. So as you are here or you're not here, I hope you can listen to both what your body says it needs, the work that it needs to do at any particular time. Sometimes it's saying, okay, shut it down and go to bed, or go do Zazen, or go sit on the sofa for a few minutes. But also that when you do that, that you will trust that it will be revealed to you. And whatever your lesson is, you know, that's the thing with Zazen. Who are we? So whatever your lesson is will become very apparent. May not be seen by the person next to you, but you will know it when you touch into it and when you walk too far away from it also. So I'm not going to sing this, but Bill Staines, who's an old folk country singer, he has a song, and part of the lines are, a tractor makes its way along a fence line. The seeds are dropped precisely in a row. And if the rain is kind and the wind don't take the topsoil, before too long the crops will start to grow. Now the farmer sees the fields around him ripen and whispers something low beneath his breath. Perhaps a little prayer to help the growing. Perhaps a word of thanks for all the rest. And then the chorus, which is very attractive to me. You can trust the moon to move the mighty ocean. You can trust the sun to shine upon the land. You take the little that you know and you do the best you can. And you leave the rest to the quiet faith of man. So you can look him up and listen to him sing it. Bill Staines, S-T-A-I-N-E-S.
What was the song?
So, a little prayer for all of us, and for Reverend Ito, who is mending, hopefully, with his body. And he's the one who started Hakone Zento. And for thanks for all the rest of you who have been here, and those who supported your being here, and those who will benefit from your being here.